Bankers and economists are hoping the worst may be over for consumer debt. Americans are starting to pay down some of the debts they ran up on credit cards and other devices in recent years. But in Britain, it seems these troubles are only starting. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Teresa Aflabe strolls through the Westfield Mega Mall in Shepherd's Bush, London, a couple of shopping bags dangling from her arm. A few years ago, she says, there would have been a lot more. Aflabe, a psychiatric nurse, racked up more than $20,000 in credit card debt on a $30,000 salary. How?
Shopping. Bags, shoes, dinner, everything.
In the past year, while their American counterparts were scrambling to quantify and then grapple with massive defaults on credit card debts, British bankers tended to be a little smug. They argue they'd been more prudent. But the facts and the figures don't back that up. Up until the year 2000, U.S. and British consumers were spending, or arguably overspending, at similar rates. But then they began to diverge. Americans were still waving the plastic around, but the amount they owed versus the amount they made each year, their leverage, that figure was still growing, but growing more slowly. Not so in Britain. It's all down to that magic carpet ride, rising house prices. Nathan Powell watches the British financial sector for the global consulting firm Risk Metrics.
From 1990 up to about 2007, when home prices peaked, home prices in the UK tripled. In the US, they only doubled. And the difference between doubling and tripling makes a big difference in the amount of leverage that you can take.
But even though the value of their homes was rising faster, Britain's actual salaries were growing more slowly than in America. The result, British consumers inhaled even more financial fairy dust than their American cousins.
Contactless technology from Barclaycard, making payments simpler.
And it was just as that unsustainable wave was peaking in 2007, just ahead of the global financial meltdown, that the five biggest British banks launched aggressive expansion campaigns, radically ramping up the already easy access to credit.
Your access is the way to pay. Embarrassed with access, everything's okay.
Access. Doesn't everyone?
The big question for the banks is, with the recession deepening and job losses mounting here, how many of those customers are going to default? In America, which invented the consumer society, families began cutting back their spending about a year before the downturn began. Apparently, their well-tuned antennae started picking up danger signals even before the economists did. Here in Britain, where the consumer society is barely a generation old, consumer debt is still growing. Alan O'Sullivan writes for the Daily Mail newspaper.
Even now, after a year of terrible headlines, people are still going out there and chasing debt, even though they can't afford it. So they're turning to loan sharks, doorstep lenders, incredibly high-interest credit cards of 50% plus.
And there may be worse to come. Analysts say the level of credit card debt defaults here will likely peak over the next 12 months. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted.